Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 91. Do you need an LNC website? Only if you want business. Can attorneys find your legal nurse consulting business? If you do not have a website, you will remain invisible to the vast majority of attorneys who might have otherwise hired you. I'm Pat Iyer. In this edition of Iyer's Insights, I will share my thoughts on these subjects. Why is it crucial that you have a well-designed legal nurse consulting website? How do you get one? What do you do with it to market your business? How do you harness this valuable workhorse to gain clients? Marketing has gone digital. Think about how much has changed in a few short years. How many times have you gone to Yellow Pages lately? Isn't it so much easier just to Google what you need? And more likely than not, you're using your smartphone or iPad to look up information. If you're not on the internet, if you don't have any type of web presence, then how are your customers and prospects going to find you? Your legal nurse consulting company website is a reflection of you. It's a digital doormat and the key to your business online. It serves as your online presence that enables attorneys to find you no matter where they are in the country. Your website is a hub of all the information about you and your business. So you're thinking, I have a website. Is your website individualized to you, or do you have the same pages on your site that appear on other LNC sites? Does the website highlight your special skills, or is it a cookie-cutter copy of another site? Do you have the ability to change your site, or do you have to go through a webmaster to make changes? Do you own your site, or is it in the control of another person? Your website gives you credibility. It shows that you've invested thought and energy and money in your company. Websites have some costs to start, to host, and maintain, but that doesn't have to be a lot. Your website shows that you have invested in your business and you're not some fly-by-night company. Your website shows your business is established. You may be a sole practitioner, which is the way the majority of legal nurse consultants start their business. By having a website with content, you appear to be more than the nurse who works alone at home. Another thing that you can do to lend credibility to your website and to your business is to include your memberships and professional organizations. You might, for example, include the logo of the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants to announce your membership. By teaching, by giving information about what you do and how you can assist attorney clients, you establish credibility. And that contributes to obtaining new business because you're actually able to show what kinds of problems you solve. You offer information for free. Give your visitors articles, special reports, and checklists. Collect their names and email addresses and stay in touch with them. Those things give value, and they allow people to say, look at what this person is able to do for me. They must have something to offer, so I will go back to see them again when this issue comes up. Give value. Expert witnesses may want to sign up and be part of your expert network, for example, or you may have people sign up for a newsletter that targets attorneys. Let me stop for a minute and help you get some perspective on this before continuing the show. You don't have to figure this all out on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of online marketing with 9 chapters on using websites and social media to draw clients to you. The chapters on websites include why you need a website, the critical importance of website security, the wonderful WordPress websites for LNCs, attracting prospects to your website, and secrets of driving traffic to your website. These are all chapters specifically related to websites. The book is called How to Get More Clients, Marketing Secrets for LNCs. It's part of my Creating a Successful LNC Practice series. You may order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series, and we will ship it right to you. You can get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED, which tells us you heard about this on my podcast. Cool, right? Let's continue with the show. Your personality and photo should be on your website. A picture is worth a million words, and your face makes the picture. If you see a billboard and you see words on it, or you see a picture, your eyes are drawn to the ones with images. Research shows that humans prefer to look at pictures of other people. Your photo lends credibility to you and your role as a legal nurse consultant. The attorney gets a chance to look at who he's dealing with. Your prospect wants to know a little bit more about you. By seeing a picture, he knows something about you, and a brief bio expands that knowledge. Here's one visual point to consider. Your face should be pointing towards your bio. If you're sitting with your back to the words, it draws the reader's eyes away from the bio and towards your face. Your website is like your elevator pitch. What you should say about how you help attorneys if you're caught in an elevator or if you meet somebody for the first time. The website is like that 30-second speech. The objective is to entice the prospect to go deeper and read more on your site. For example, an attorney more than halfway across the country contacted me. He had been searching for a legal nurse consultant and found my website. He called me to say he was meeting with a potential client later that day, and he wanted me to give him some ideas of what kinds of questions he should be asking that potential client. We discussed the case. The next day after he met with her and had more information, he called again, and we had another conversation about the liability issues. Had I not had an effective website, there is little chance that we would have interacted. My website connected us. If you do not control your website and have to rely on a webmaster to make changes, you will spend an enormous amount of money paying for changes, or you'll avoid the whole project and allow your website to remain dormant. WordPress websites allow you to easily make changes. Other platforms may be easy to change once you know some coding language or have someone who does that who will help you. However, that other person is often one who charges for services, as I said above. Not having to pay for changes is one of the goals of having your own website. When you're designing your website or changing the copy, list the words that you think attorneys would use to search for your site. Legal nurse consultants or legal nurse consulting are a couple of terms to consider, but those terms will bring back 22 million hits. Instead, think of a more specific term, such as your state, for example, Texas legal nurse consultant, or your city, such as Pittsburgh legal nurse consultant. These are called long-tail keywords because they consist of four or more words. There's less competition for long-tail keywords, which gives you a better chance of being found. Do keyword research on your competitors' sites. Search for keyword tools and see what's available. The options change and the free tools are disappearing. In order to define what keywords you want to target, select two or three phrases that are most frequently searched for. Make sure you include the keywords in the sentences on your page. Use the keyword at the top and bottom of the page as part of the text and several times in the text. Remember, you're writing for humans, so don't overdo it and don't keep repeating the keywords. Use these keywords in everything you write, a blog on your website, social media, articles, and other writing that you direct to attorneys. And be sure to get a copy of How to Get More Clients, Marketing Secrets for LNCs. This book is packed with practical information that takes away some of the mystery of marketing. Get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And you'll get a 25% discount if you use the code word LISTENED in the shopping cart.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.